The hock is composed of four joints: the tibio-tarsal joint, the proximal intertarsal joint, the distal intertarsal joint, and the tarso-metatarsal joint. There is communication between the tibio-tarsal joint and the proximal intertarsal joint. We will show how to puncture the tibio-tarsal joint and the tarso-metatarsal joint. The tibio-tarsal joint is available for puncture on a large area on the dorso-medial aspect of the hock. The fluctuating joint capsule can be easily palpated. To assure aseptic conditions, the hair over the injection point must be clipped. And the skin must always be carefully disinfected before arthrocentesis. After finding the injection point, the needle is inserted at right angles to the skin. Avoid puncturing the saphenous vein. The tarso-metatarsal joint can be entered on the lateral aspect of the hock, just above the top of the fourth metatarsal bone. After finding the injection point, the needle is inserted at approximately right angles to the skin. Spontaneous synovial backflow may be difficult to obtain from this joint.